I think it's been a decades-long conversation in the Florida industry about making sure that the quality of juice in schools is adequate to encourage consumers, or blossoming consumers that are drinking the product in school with lunch, that it is something that they'll want to buy and have as adults coming through. So the discussion has been what that quality is. How do we determine where it's coming from, what the flavor score is, what the ratio is, and making sure that it's something that's not just palatable to the kids, but something they actually enjoy and want to go home and ask mom for. We've done a couple of things. We've tested some of the juice that's in the school. We've asked the USDA to flavor score it for us. We found that it's not its optimal premium product that you and I might drink at home, and we want to start putting out a bid from Florida, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, a statewide bid, to try to provide Florida orange juice at a premium quality to schools at a price that they can afford. So we are moving forward very shortly with that bid, and we'll put it out widely and hope that we get some takers that will be willing to put some of that premium product in a small package at a price that the schools can afford and serve to the kids.
When we say premium, would that necessarily be not from concentrate?
It doesn't necessarily mean not from concentrate. It does mean a certain flavor score, you know, definitely above a 36 and definitely, a ratio north of 17.5. But we'll see what we can come up with. You know, that's what the kids like. The sweeter the juice is without having to add anything to it, that's what the kids like. We can't give them a grade B product or anything that's close to a grade B product and expect that that's something that they're going to develop a lifelong habit around.
The Department of Agriculture just recently took over these school programs, correct? Tell us about that.
We did. We've had the food nutrition programs for the schools for almost a year now. We took it over January 1st of last year. What we've realized is, in terms of getting fresh commodities, Florida fresh commodities, into schools, there were some challenges when it came to logistics and planning. Schools didn't know what was available to them right here in our bountiful state, and growers didn't know what to plant or that they would have an outlet or a buyer for those resources if they put them in the ground. So what we've done is some common menuing where schools are serving the same vegetables in a given week, and we've been able to give suppliers that kind of information so they know what to plant. We've put out a statewide bid for certain commodities like sweet peppers and bell peppers and snap peas and corn and tomatoes, and folks have come back and given us a statewide price that they'll sell it to whatever district in their school at that price, and that's been able to help the schools get those perishable commodities in at a price that's within their budget to serve their kids.
Anything else you'd like to add about this program on orange juice?
I'll tell you, it's an exciting moment for us. I know it's been a conversation for decades in the industry, and I know that Commissioner Putnam is very enthusiastic about making sure that our kids have an opportunity to have healthy, productive school lunches, and that Florida product is part of it is a bonus.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.